Good morning. You're listening to KPIG, KPIG 107.5 in Freedom and KPYG 94.9 Cayucas, San Luis Obispo. And it is 8 o'clock, and it's time for a commentary from Travis T. Hitt.
Well, you want to know what Afghanistan is about? You could read Kipling. That pretty much sums it up in several poems. Or you can look at what just went down. Now, the way it happened was that the prisoners inside Camp Liberty, which is an American NATO compound in Kandahar, were using the Quran and other religious books in their library to communicate between each other. They'd write little notes along the margins and then put the book back on the shelf and the other guy picks it up, and that's the way it moves. Every prison in the world had that problem. But they finally figured it out that it was going on, and in one of the dim bulb moves of all time, they decided to confiscate all of the books in the libraries. That really helped. That itself would have been enough of a small incident to outrage some folks, particularly those who depended on the Quran for the religious guidance that they needed. Then some of the poor bastards that worked shoveling things into the incinerator on the base discovered that some of the stuff, you can bet that they were Afghans, discovered that some of the stuff being shoveled in were copies of the Quran, which does not go well in Afghanistan. So there were riots. There were riots in Kandahar, there were riots in Kabul. There were major incidents and protests in any number of different places, Jalalabad, etc. And then in some of the eastern provinces, it got really religious and out of hand, and the mullahs in the mosques were using the loudspeakers that are installed in almost every minaret in the Islamic world to urge the people who were already in the streets throwing firebombs at anything that was foreign to take the base that was in the middle of their town. Not a big base, but a little NATO presence there, which then caused the guards at the base to fire shots into the air to try and disperse the crowd. That didn't work, or at least we don't know why it didn't work, but someplace along the line, somebody opened fire on the civilian population of the town who were arguably rioting outside the gates and trying to break into the compound. At that point, things got really complicated because the base, like everything else in our new attempt to make a stand-up army out of the Afghan people, the base was largely operated with, and the security details on the compound were Afghans and members of the Afghan army who were there either in training or stationed there. Whatever it was, one of them, who was manning a machine gun, probably a 50 caliber on one of our half-tracks or some sort of vehicle, suddenly recognized that he was being ordered to fire on his fellow tribesmen, the Pashtun being dominant in that area, and that he wasn't going for it, that these foreign bastards were ordering him to kill his brethren, at which point he turned his machine gun around and killed two Americans and wounded seven others. The concept that perhaps the natives locally are not as enthusiastic for a war where they have to kill their brothers as we had hoped. But that's how it's going down. And it will keep on going down because, among other things, the Muslim faith believes in burying the dead within 24 hours, which means that following yesterday's shootings, today there will be funerals in various places around the country, people who were killed in the rioting, who then their funerals themselves become political rallies against the foreign devils, and there will be more trouble and probably more shootings. which causes more funerals, you can see where this progresses. That is Afghanistan. That is what we are trying to manage as a war and change its culture. Good luck with that. And that's it up news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
An American forward operating base, now in the hands of Taliban fighters. In all, over a five-year period, 42 US servicemen died here in the Korangal Valley in Kunar province, defending it from Taliban attacks. Yet just days after the Americans withdrew, the Taliban have control of the area and are able to access every part of the Americans' camp. Local people too have come to see inside the base. They walk around the compound, which days ago was crowded with heavily armed US troops and is now littered with debris they couldn't take away with them. They want to see how they lived and see the view from the commanding heights where the Americans had their gun positions. Now Taliban fighters are standing guard. One local man says he hopes now there can be peace here.
We don't want Americans, we don't want Germans or any other foreigners. We don't want foreigners, we want peace. We want the Taliban and Islam, we don't want anything else.
Al Jazeera producer Qais Azimi spent 8 hours in the area visiting the main base and three smaller outposts. He was told the Taliban intend to use this area as a bridgehead, a base from which they intend to take more territory.
This used to be an American base here in Kulangor Valley, but now it's controlled by Taliban. The Taliban are also saying that they will follow American forces whenever they go to fight them.
Qais was told that in addition to the local Taliban, a number of foreign, mainly Arab fighters have moved into the area. These pictures were filmed just 5 days ago. Their own equipment before they withdrew, following a decision by their commander, General Stanley McChrystal, to concentrate more of their resources on urban areas. They call it a repositioning of forces. However, the Taliban call it a defeat. This fighter says the rounds around his neck were left behind by the Americans. They say they have boxes of US ammunition and tons of fuel left in the underground tanks of the US base.
There is a lot of ammunition left behind. Mortars, rockets, missiles. This, God willing, we will use against them.
He says the Americans could never pacify the area because they didn't manage to take control of this dirt road, the main supply route in the valley, and because they couldn't intercept the Taliban's communications. The locals in this valley have their own language spoken by just a few thousand people. As US commanders watch these pictures, they should perhaps recall the words of President Obama when less than 5 months ago he announced a major increase of troops. We must deny Al-Qaeda a safe haven, he said. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum. Yet now there is a new area beyond the control of the Afghan government where the Taliban and possibly foreign fighters are massing. James Bay's Al Jazeera, Kabul.
Your boy died today. He died a brave man far away. We had our dope stashed it up real fine inside his mind. Well, we removed his brain and we put in a K and he'll come back to you that way. And when you get him home, we hope that you'll dig it out. And when you get a dig, you make sure this, you give it back to me. Me and my officers have got a robber. Clout.
alive.